Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Author and Berkshire resident Gina Hyams is creating a gift book titled The Tanglewood Picnic, Music and Outdoor Feasts in the Berkshires. She envisions the project as a collective love letter to the quintessential Berkshire summer experience of picnicking on the lawn, and she is asking the public to submit their personal snapshots of Tanglewood picnics, along with favorite Tanglewood picnic recipes and tips from all eras of the festival's eight-decade history. She's here now to tell us more. Gina, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Pleasure to be here.
It is great to see you. So tell us about where you got the idea for this new book and blog.
Golly, well, I got the idea picnicking on the Tanglewood lawn myself. We moved to the Berkshires 9 years ago, and really, it was one of the first things I fell in love with about the Berkshires, just the phenomenon of thousands and thousands of people coming to Tanglewood with these glorious picnics.
How long have you had the idea to make it into something, to make the book out of it?
I have actually wanted to write about it for a long time. This is my 12th book, so I've been around the block. The idea kind of snuck up on me, and sort of long story short, so I did 12 books in 12 years, and then I had suddenly no book deal in kind of a tough year where my mother passed away and my daughter went off to college. Anyway, so I didn't have a book deal for a year, and then I had this idea to do a book about Tanglewood picnics, and my literary agent thought that it wasn't a big enough idea to sell to a mainstream publisher, as all my other books have been with Chronicle Books and Hearst and Andrews McMeel, big mainstream publishers.
Sure.
Anyway, she didn't think that it was a big enough audience, and I realized that I still wanted to do it.
Okay.
So I've decided to do it on my own.
There you go. Awesome. And what challenges does that bring?
Oh, lots. I'm turning into a publisher, which was something as an author that I really never wanted to do. But now that I'm doing it, I'm really into it. I've hired a wonderful designer and a copy editor, and I'm working with a great production manager who specializes in illustrated books. So I think it's kind of a wonderful new adventure.
What do you think it was about this idea that you had that made you want to pursue it on your own, that you wanted to do it enough to take on all this extra work?
I think it's a really fascinating, life-affirming tradition. So it's a world that I wanted to immerse myself in. And as a fledgling business person with this media company, I feel like there is in fact an audience for this book. So I have faith that if I invest the money to publish it well, that it will at least earn out.
And you are here in part today to tell me about your awesome idea, but also to call for submissions.
Absolutely. This is truly my main motivation to come today. It's not to sell the book. It's to invite WAMC listeners to help me create it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm envisioning this book as a collective love letter to the quintessential Berkshire experience of picnicking on the lawn. So I'm looking for people's photos, their personal family photos, as well as picnic strategy tips and stories about their food traditions. One thing I want to make clear is when people hear that I'm doing a book about Tanglewood picnics, they automatically assume that it's the over-the-top extreme picnickers with their candelabras and their bouquets and little red wagons filled with champagne, and that will certainly be an element, but I want to be very clear that I'm also interested in hearing from people who have traditions of beloved simple picnics. One thing I would really love to hear from people, whether you have photos or not, I'm looking for the answer to why do you love Tanglewood picnics? When I ask people that question, more often than not, the answer that they say is Tanglewood picnics are magic. And so I've been pondering, what does that mean, that Tanglewood picnics are magic? So my sense is that what it means is that the experience on the lawn at Tanglewood is greater than the sum of its parts. I think that there's the music, there's the nature, there's the food, there's the tranquility of the experience. And I think the most important thing is that people are there with their loved ones more often than not. And somehow the combination of those things makes for this really extraordinary experience. So I would like the listeners to write to me and tell me what it is for them that makes it special.
The email address they can reach you at is tanglewoodpicnic@gmail.com, tanglewoodpicnic@gmail.com. And they don't have to have pictures of food in the photos.
Right.
It can be anybody hanging out at Tanglewood.
That's right. So this book, it's about the food tradition of picnics, but it's at heart about the much bigger experience of being on the lawn at Tanglewood. So I'm looking for people's personal amateur snapshots. So, you know, if your grandparents took pictures with their brownie cameras, or you have Polaroids from the 70s or iPhone photos from this summer, I'm very curious to see them. The food doesn't have to be perfect. The photos hopefully are in focus,
right?
But they don't have to
be. Or artfully out of focus.
That's right. Evocatively blurry. Mm-hmm. Your child tumbling on the lawn.
Sure, that'll do it.
other kinds of things that could be pictured in the photos besides food would be exploring the garden maze or playing board games. Did you learn how to play poker on the lawn? Reading the Sunday paper is a big tradition. I'd love to see images of that. And another thing, if you have any pictures of you or your loved ones napping on the lawn, I think there may be kind of an amusing little chapter about that.
Sure.
Because it doesn't matter what time of day you go to Tanglewood, whether it's a 10 o'clock rehearsal or after an even Saturday night show, somebody is always sleeping on the lawn. And at first, I thought, well, this is kind of perplexing. These are the world's greatest musicians playing. How come people are sleeping? And I realize, the more that I think about it, I think it's kind of the most decadent thing in the world to have Yo-Yo Ma serenade your dreams. It's better than any spa treatment. So if anybody wants to confess that they actually do that, I would love to hear those stories. And if you have a snapshot of it, that'd be swell too. Also, if anybody has Tanglewood ticket stubs, Tanglewood lawn ticket stubs, or picnic invitation, or even formal picnic menus, which I know people have done over the years, that would be very helpful.
How has the response been thus far?
It's going well. I'm receiving some really extraordinary images and recipes. My favorite so far is somebody from Pittsfield sent photos of her parents from 1953. Ooh. Where they're sitting on a blanket after the picnic has happened, actually. So the lawn is completely trashed. I think this was, people didn't know about littering so much maybe in 53. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're looking just beautiful in that way that people did in the 50s and earlier when you went to Tanglewood and you dressed up. The father is in a suit and the mom is in this beautiful sundress. And the daughter who sent me this image said they're still married 60 years later and still picnicking at Tanglewood. So she's going to snap a picture of them this summer as well to bookend it.
That's perfect. And as far as recipes, do people have specific things they've created over the years or
yes.
inherited from family members that they do mostly or primarily at Tanglewood?
I am looking for both. So somebody recently sent me their summer corn pudding recipe, which looks delicious. I'm looking for signature cocktails. I know there's a lot of those happening on the lawn. And I'm also curious if you have memories of picnic fare from Berkshire markets or restaurants that might not be around anymore. The other day, I was talking to Milton Bass, who is 91 now. He was the entertainment editor of the Berkshire Eagle for years. And he was just rhapsodizing to me about Benny Samuel's baked chicken sandwiches that he used to get at the Samuel's Deli in Pittsfield. So I'm going to try to track down that historic recipe for the Benny Samuel's chicken sandwich. So if listeners have traditions like that, I would love to hear about it. If you have opinions about what makes a perfect Tanglewood cheese plate or whether beer is okay or whether it has to be wine or things like that, I'm really curious to know what your personal favorite things are about picnicking at Tanglewood. And the other thing that I would love to hear are your picnic strategy tips. I'm finding that lots of people have picnicked at Tanglewood for many, many years, and they have their picnic strategy down to a science.
Sure, they need a system. You have to get all that stuff in and out of the place, and you don't always get to park that close.
Exactly. So if you're that kind of picnicker, if you would make a checklist of everything that you bring on your picnic, I would love to see it, along with packing tips, parking tips. What's the best way to get your stuff from the lawn to from the parking lot to the lawn? And also, how do you picnic in the rain? Tanglewood picnickers are just, they're intrepid. I'm just dazzled by the tarps and the tents and just the they are a hearty stock. They want their picnics and their music. So if you have tips about that, I'd love that, as well as bouquets. How do you transport the water for your vase? You know, really technical. I would love to hear.
Do you have to, or have you communicated or worked with Tanglewood or the BSO to let this happen?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just going to use your name and make a book. Cool.
Yeah. No, their press office has been very helpful to me. It's not a Boston Symphony Orchestra project. I'm an independent writer, but they are being wonderful with access. I'm going to be meeting with their archivist in September. Obviously, the BSO has amazing photo archives, so I'm looking forward to including some of their original material.
This summer, you have to picnic differently because you're scanning for potential.
Yeah, I'm not so relaxed on the lawn myself. But I'm really enjoying talking to people, and people are so generous. Somebody said to me the other day, they said Tanglewood picnickers are like people who like Labrador retrievers. And it's true. They're just so kind and welcoming, and they're always offering me food, which is awfully sweet.
Do you have, before this summer, when you're sort of working it, your own traditions or food?
My tradition has been very simple because I'm a working girl,
right.
And my husband also works in the arts in the Berkshires, and so summer is a crazy busy time. So
yeah,
I am a Guido's takeout kind of picnicker, at least I have been in the past. You know, next year I probably need to step up my game a bit.
To represent the brand.
That's right. Now I'll know so much about it. So I tend to be personally on the lower key kind of Tanglewood picnicker, but I have so enjoyed concerts there with my husband and my daughter.
And you're doing a blog too?
I'm blogging as part of the process of developing the material.
Mm-hmm.
So my research is doubling partly as blog posts. David, the box office manager of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, David Wynn, he shared his personal picnic checklist with me the other day, and I posted that. It's awesome.
That's great. So we're looking forward to seeing the book and wish you much luck. Hope that you hear from a lot of our listeners with their picks and traditions, stories, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to see those treasures.
The deadline for submissions for Gina's Tanglewood picnic book is September 30th. Submissions will be considered for both print publication and posting on the project's blog at tanglewoodpicnic.com. Include your name, address, and phone number and answer the question, what do you love about Tanglewood picnics? You can email submissions to tanglewoodpicnic@gmail.com. That email address again, tanglewoodpicnic@gmail.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.